The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and Autumn Connolly. Hey, ladies.
Hello. Hey.
And gentlemen out there listening. How's everybody doing?
Cold.
Good. It is cold. That's a great way to open the show. I want to remind everyone, I was thinking about this when I was using the restroom earlier, and I was so cold, I peed with my coat on. And I said that to myself, oh, I have to remind everyone, please bring your animals in.
Yes.
If you can.
Yeah.
If you can't, you know, get them lots of hay and make sure that it's not wet and all these things that we do to protect our little animals. I had to give little Susie Q a bath this morning, and then I put her new little pink sweater on her. So she wouldn't be cold. And gosh, I just love my animals so much. I know you do too. And I saw where you were putting some hay out for your chickens. You
1,200 pounds of
hay. I have done that because when I used to live across the street from where I live now, our backyard it had a lot of trees, which was wonderful.
Yeah.
Because you could climb them, and we actually had a little house up in one of them. But because of all the shade, a lot of times the grass wouldn't grow.
Right.
Like I wanted it to. So, and I had at that time, I think 12 or 14 dogs before I had my first baby. And I can remember being out there spreading hay all around because I had white carpet.
Exactly.
And they would come in and out through the back door off the porch. And it was a
oh, it's a nightmare.
It was a poop show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's mud all over my house, which, you know, I convinced myself a long time ago that pet dirt cannot be considered actual dirty house.
Yes, I agree. I agree, because I can just freshly mop my floors and let them in and out, and if it's raining, there's little paw prints everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I have to turn a blind eye to that. But
yeah, they made me think. So last night with the thunder and lightning, it was like raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, like from the movie.
I love that movie.
Oh, my gosh. And so Mick got like right up almost on top of my head.
Yes.
I'm like, dude, get down. What is the matter with you? Next thing I know, then, of course, Susie was already up there. Then some of the cats came, and then Nia came, and it was like,
it wasn't just me. Yes,
yeah.
I had a kid in my bed. I had my Afghan hound. I mean, she was like trying to like snuggle my face, a cat on my leg. It was a disaster.
Yeah. You know, and what's the name
of
the movie is The Sound of Music and the famous scene. You know, what's the name of the song? These are a few of my favorite things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When everybody and she sits up in bed and sings it with all the kids.
When it's thunderstorming.
Yes.
They are.
Yes.
I always try to tell myself, you know, despite the lack of sleep, it is all my favorite little people and critters like loving on me. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But, you know.
No, I love it. I love it. And we slept like bugs in a rug after that. After everybody got settled and Mick decided he was, you know, not going to put his butt in our face, and he turned around. He's such a big moose sometimes.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
He doesn't even weigh that much, really. At the end of the day, he's about, I don't know, like 40 pounds, but he's a lug.
Yeah,
my dog's just
so funny.
Huge. She's like six feet tall when she stands on her back legs, so it's like having some sort of man in the bed with me.
God, oh Jesus,
like, get out of
don't
here.
Even say. We were talking. Oh, I have to tell you something off the air that Dewan Bennett was telling us when we recorded the podcast after the broadcast about robotic sex and some of the crazy stuff that people do. I was like so grossed out.
Mm-hmm.
I was so grossed out. Can't even tell you. I wanted to. I got a lot of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about that great game last night between the Kansas City Chiefs and the New England Patriots. Did anybody else here watch
game.
It?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Avi watches football like I do.
I do.
You're like
I do.
One. And Jill Lane and Kip Watson. But what a great game!
It was
came
great.
Down to like right down to the wire, man. And Tom Brady, you know. And I have to say, they all did a great job.
Who
they
won?
Did.
Because Kansas City has been kicking butt.
Yeah, well, they have been. And they were, and it was 40 to 43. And I have to say, I think that New England was lucky to pull off the win because it was, they had them beat several times. Just a fascinating game to watch. I mean, I think just in the third quarter, over 30 points were scored. And they, you know, each of the quarterbacks, you know, threw for over three. And I'm looking at Autumn, and she's like, "Shut up! I don't know anything about football."
I don't. And none of it means anything to me. But you know, it's all. I appreciate the excitement.
Yeah,
I do that when Ryan talks to me because he'll like really talk to me, and I'm like. Yeah. I'm listening, like, but like I only go surface level with sports.
Yeah,
like I know where they like score, and that's about it.
Does anybody love Al Michaels like I do? I've got such a crush on that man.
Who's that?
He's a commentator. He's a commentator with Chris Collingsworth. He's been on the air for years, years and years and years. Absolutely love. I just love him. I do. I love his voice. I love his commentating.
Only commentator. He's so really brilliant. Know is Joe Buck.
Okay, Joe Buck. He's a good one too. He's really
the only
good.
One I could like know by name.
Okay, so I don't know who's playing tonight, but I'll be watching. Yeah. Especially with the weather the way it is.
We got the 49ers and the Packers.
Well, there you
go. Watching football
that's
makes
a good
me want
one.
To take a nap.
Yeah,
like what does? Anytime football.
Yeah,
when I hear football playing in the background, I think it just reminds me of being little and my dad watching the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And like curling up on the couch.
How nice
asleep.
Is that?
Yeah,
no. So I always get really sleepy.
My blood pressure just goes up.
It depends who I'm watching. Last night, that game was very exciting. It really was. And the Bills almost won yesterday.
Almost.
The Cowboys beat the hell out of who were they playing?
Ooh,
I didn't watch
Jaguars.
It. Jaguars. Yeah. So great day for football.
Yeah.
Yay, football.
Hootie hoo.
I have to bring this up. One of our listeners sent in this article that Trump administration seeks public comments on marijuana reclassification. What do you girls all think about this? Anybody want to comment before I do?
So what are they doing?
It says the federal government wants your input on whether marijuana should be reclassified under global drug treaties to which the U.S. is a party. Specifically, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, that's the FDA, is asking for public comments about the abuse potential, actual abuse, medical usefulness, trafficking, and the impacts of scheduling changes on availability. For medical use of cannabis and several other substances now under international review. Of course, that includes CBD oil, which it's legal in all 50 states, but it's not federally legal right yet. Right.
You know, I think that's what it is. And I was just reading an article as far as changing the classification goes that was talking about the impact of youth, particularly like, you know, 17, early 20s, people being put in jail for using it.
Absolutely.
And how it completely redirects their lives
their
after
life.
This horrible, you know,
yep.
jail experience or the exposure to other things that they're in jail with, and
well,
how detrimental it is to their life. And, you know, is that crime really worth that lifetime
no,
punishment?
No, it's not. And it's absolute baloney, pastrami. Yeah. It's bull. You know what? I can't even spell the word, but you know what I'm talking about. It's ridiculous. These people are in prison for marijuana. And I have to ask, okay, and ask, is it about its, you know, its abuse potential? Alcohol is legal.
Right.
Gee, does anybody abuse that?
Yeah.
What about shopping? What about sex? Marijuana is a plant that came from the earth. It was given to us by Mother Nature and God, depending upon what your belief system is. And it's ridiculous. And they're trying to do the same thing to kratom. And Washington, D.C., marijuana is legal in Washington, D.C. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
What a coinkydink. Yeah, do you think?
This article that I was reading, it was showing the parallel between two different inmates, and one of them was a guy who was in his 50s, and he was just basically revolving in and out of jail as a constant alcoholic.
Yeah.
But then it was showcasing these other people who are like 21 who had like a joint on them, and now they're in jail.
So ridiculous.
And they're, you know, like they're actually doing hard time for this joint.
Whereas unbelievable.
This guy is like, you know, this one person is just in and out, and I'm thinking, you know, he's the one with the problem, you know, realistically speaking.
So well, so many, there's so many alcoholics. I do believe this, that we should send a powerful, if we do ever legalize marijuana in this country, which I think should happen immediately, I really do, for so many different reasons, medical use, you know, recreational, whatever. You don't see people get aggressive when they're stoned.
Right.
You you know, and do I think you should be driving and smoking? No. I think if you're going to smoke, you should stay at home or get a, you know, a driver that's not under the influence of anything.
Same rules. Alcohol.
I do think 21, though, maybe shouldn't be the legal age, but 22. But if you get caught with it under the age of 21, mm-hmm. That you just get like a warning or something like that.
Like an MIP, whatever those are.
Yeah. Or maybe have a type of marijuana that maybe doesn't have as much THC because it does really damage your brain until it's fully developed at the age of 22. So
is 22 the age that they've determined?
22 to 23 is when they say that the brain is fully developed. Some people even say 25, but you know, you're going to kill a few brain cells. I mean, I was drinking beer when I was 16, okay?
I like beer.
I love beer.
I like beer a lot.
No, that was all like we could get our hands on is beer. That's why I drank it. That's why, you know. But you experiment when you're a kid. I mean,
obviously,
come on. Hello.
Yes.
I
think we got a few extra.
The Constitution
brain cells.
Was written with a feather, okay? Let's just keep that all in mind, like Joe Rogan says. All right, everyone, we've got a great show coming up. I've got Dr. Mara Karpel. She is the author of the internationally best-selling book, The Passionate Life, Creating Vitality and Joy at Any Age. And Autumn Connolly is going to be talking about the power of manifestation. Love that topic. Love it. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Driving slow on Sunday morning, and I never want to leave.
Fingers trace your every outline. Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo-poo-pee-doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, Bernadette here. Wouldn't it be great if there was a place where everything was gluten-free? Well, now there is. It's the Gluten-Free Expo, and it's coming to Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Bring the whole family. Take free classes, buy hard-to-find items, and get coupons and samples of hundreds of delicious gluten-free products. Get your tickets online at gfexpo.com. That's gfexpo.com or at the door. Mention radio for $5 off each ticket. The Gluten-Free Expo at Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Don't forget to mention radio for $5 off each ticket. See you there.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Ooh, a little Stevie Ray Vaughan. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Autumn Connolly in studio and Dr. Mara Capel. She is the author of the internationally best-selling book, The Passionate Life, Creating Vitality and Joy at Any Age, a guide for all who want to live a more vital, healthful, and joyful life. As a clinical psychologist, Dr. Mara works with adults of all ages for over 26 years. She specializes working with older adults and caregivers. And for the past several years, she also has been evaluating veterans for service-connected mental health conditions. She is a speaker and the host of the internet radio show, Dr. Mara Capel, and Your Golden Years, a regular contributor to Arianna Huffington's Thrive Global and contributor to the Huffington Post. Such a pleasure to have you on. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Thank you so much, Bernadette, and thank you and to Diamond for having me on the program. I'm so honored to be here.
Oh, you're so sweet. I feel the same way. So it's so great for us to be working together. And I love your message. I love your book. Can you tell us? It's really good. I can't wait to get into this. But can you tell us a little bit about your background first? What led you to write this book?
Okay. So as you mentioned, I'm a clinical psychologist, and I'm from New York originally. I live here in Austin, Texas.
Oh, wow. Cool. I'm originally from New York, too. But
okay.
You're from the city or upstate?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, wow. Yep. Cool.
But I lived upstate. That's where I went to graduate school, Syracuse.
Oh, wow. Okay, so yeah. I'm from Watertown.
All right.
I was born and raised there. I know,
okay.
Right? Cool.
Yeah, I was there for 10 years. So.
Wow.
I'm
sorry.
Well.
The weather's brutal up there.
The weather is brutal.
Well, so continue on. I'm sorry.
So I've been in Texas for about 16 years. And as you mentioned, my specialty was working with older adults and caregivers. And that was my specialty in graduate school and for the first several years of working as a psychologist. And then when I got to Texas, I was doing that as well as I had my own practice here in Austin and also in the Rio Grande Valley, because it's a very high need area and there weren't many psychologists down there. So I went down there to fulfill that need.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, I've been working with veterans for the past several years. So that's my day job, and that was my first passion in life, was to be a psychologist. When I first realized that this was what I was going to do, it was, I think, the second semester of my sophomore year of college. And I said, that's it. I worked in a peer counseling clinic, and I had talked to a student who came in out of committing suicide, and that was
wow.
it for me. I said, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, I became a psychologist and I lived that dream, but I always felt like there was something more and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I talk about that in the book.
You do?
Yeah. Like getting woken up in the middle of the night. You know, I think Naomi Lee, one of the guests who was on my show, talked about those whispers in the middle of the night. And if you're not getting those whispers, then maybe you've lost your way, because that's telling you that there's something more out there that you should be doing. And I couldn't figure out what it was, but I knew I wanted to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first came to Texas, Art Mendoza, who is now the producer of my radio show, said, you know, you should have a TV show about aging issues. And I thought, well, that was crazy, because I didn't like the way I looked on video or pictures. But I did a one-time live TV show here on local access television, mm-hmm. and everything that could go wrong went wrong.
Oh, wow.
They had me looking at it on camera. Makeup was done stage rather than television, so I looked really, really made up.
I hate when that happens. No.
I loved it.
Yeah,
I love.
I could see you absolutely doing a television program, and I think of how popular Dr. Laura was. You know, as a was a psychologist as well, wasn't she? I believe she is.
I don't think her. I think her she's a master's in counseling.
Okay,
her doctorate was in something else, but yeah. She was a counselor.
Well, you know what I loved about your book, and I think it's so important? You included a section on food. And so, you have to ask the question, why is our diet so important in living a passionate life?
Well, and I wrote about that in the book, that I had suffered for a long time with stomach aches. And I went to every doctor who told me, take this medication and you'll feel better. You could eat anything that you want. Mm-hmm. And I knew pardon the pun, on a gut level, that didn't make sense. That what I was putting into my gut would affect it. And so it was really when I met a doctor who actually started looking at what I was eating that I started feeling better. And I think that we really can't follow our dreams. We can't have the passion to follow our dreams. We don't have the vitality if we're not fueling ourselves with the right fuel. And even worse than that, if we get sick. And a lot of food can really make us sick.
Absolutely.
As you know, with your show, the standard American diet is a diet that's a prescription for illness.
Absolutely. I'm sitting here looking at a box of Skittles that I'm going to be talking about a little bit later on in the show that's full of all kinds of dyes. It was given out at a birthday party. A little 9-year-old girl, Michaela Hansen, gave it to me because she knows about the radio show and everything. She said, my mom said that these have really bad food coloring in it. I said, that's right. Thank you, honey. I'm going to bring them to the show and talk about it on Monday. So many people don't understand that what they put in their body is so critical. And I love this quote that I read actually on Crazy Mothers Community. It says, the food you eat can be either the safest and most powerful form of medicine or the slowest form of poison. And Anne Wigmore said that. I think that's such an incredible,
Absolutely.
Important quote if people would just think about what they're putting in their bodies.
Right, right. And I put in in the book, I talk about a lot of the research about, the detrimental effects of sugar and white flour and processed food, and as well as the really amazing benefits of eating what our moms always told us to eat, our fruits and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you wrote about that in a blog for the Huffington Post, Food for the Soul, right?
Yes.
About that it says, in addition, the research has recently shown a relationship between the amount of fresh fruits and veggies one eats and their mood, that those people who eat more of these nutrient-dense morsels have been found to feel significantly calmer, happier, and more energetic than those who eat less produce.
Right. And there's two reasons for that. One has to do with, physically being healthier from micronutrients in those foods. The second part of that is that the research shows that the fruits and vegetables actually help us produce more serotonin, which is the neurotransmitter, the brain chemical that brings about calmness and a better mood and better sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Prozac is meant to increase serotonin in our brain. We could get serotonin. I'm not telling people to go off your medication, but you may not need it as much if you're eating green vegetables, because that helps to stimulate the production of serotonin.
Wow. Well, you just answered my next question, which was, what are some tips that you might have about how to modify one's diet? Anything else you want to add to that?
Yes. Well, I think, people really scared when it comes to modifying their diet. They're addicted to the bad food. So I think the simplest step would be to just add in rather than try to subtract. Add in at first. So if you're eating more fruits and vegetables, after a while, you're not going to want to eat as many of the bad foods, because fruits and vegetables are filling and they eventually you develop a taste for them, and everything else kind of takes taste fate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
the other part of that is finding people, like-minded people, to support you in your eating habits, because a lot of it has to do with social pressure.
Yeah. Well, you know, your book has so much great content. It really does. It talks about the power of forgiveness, talks about finding meaning in your life and mm-hmm. turning that vitality on that you talk about, the passionate life, creating vitality and joy at any age. And I think this is an important book. I do, because it's very concise and yet, but also vast, if you will, in the amount of knowledge that you put in here. Little pieces of, this is the kind of book like you can open to any chapter and read a little bit, and you're automatically going to feel better,
mm-hmm.
and you're you're going to be a little bit empowered. But talking about finding meaning, how important is that in living a passionate life?
That's everything. I think that we're all looking for meaning in our life, and finding passion actually helps us to find meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And following, feeling that we have a purpose on this earth. I mean, that's they call it the dark night of the soul, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you ask, why am I even here?
Mm-hmm.
So having a passion gives us a reason to get up in the morning, and having a passion that can help other people is like the ultimate in creating meaning in your life.
Yeah.
So, the famous psychiatrist Viktor Frankl, who was a concentration camp prisoner,
mm-hmm.
When he came out, he wrote the book Man's Search for Meaning. And it was based on what he discovered in the concentration camp, that even in such a dire situation,
mm-hmm.
the people who helped their fellow prisoners, even by giving them their last morsel of food,
yep.
were the people who, when they came out of the concentration camp, were better able to go on with their life and actually move forward, rather than being frozen by the PTSD.
Absolutely. That's an amazing book as well. It sits on my coffee table. And seriously, and whenever I'm feeling down, you pick up that book again, you read a little bit of it, and you go, man, my life is so good.
Exactly.
And you want to search for meaning if you don't have it, because everyone has those dark nights. We're going to have to go to break here in just a second, but I want to ask you quickly, how do we stay positive in spite of all the bad news we hear around us daily?
Well, I think it's really important to stay informed. Information is power. But I think that we really need to get away from the obsession of being connected to the news and the news sources and our iPhones and our, computers 24 hours a day. We need mm-hmm. to take a break from that and to be active and be the change that we want to see in the world, as Mahatma Gandhi said, and go out and do things to help people and create the positivity in the world that we want to be surrounded by.
Mm-hmm.
But also don't forget to get involved. I do think it's important for people to vote, for example, because the feeling of stress comes from a feeling of powerlessness. So
mm-hmm.
if we can do something where we actually have a voice, then we won't feel so powerless.
Absolutely. I agree. It's so important to participate in that way. You're part of whatever it is that's going on in this crazy world we live in. But at least you have a voice, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, I love talking to you. I hope you'll come back. There's so much in your book that could help so many people. I encourage everyone to pick up a copy. The Passionate Life, Creating Vitality and Joy at Any Age. Dr. Mara Karpel. Did I say it right? Dr. Mara?
Yes,
Dr.
I say Dr. Mara Karpel, and I just wanted, can I give my website so people can go and they can find out about the book and the course
yes.
that I'm coming up with? So just go to drmarakarpel.com, which is DrMaraKarP as in Peter, EL.
Yes.
drmarakarpel.com, and then everything is there.
Such a pleasure.
Book, of course.
Yes,
so
of course.
It's nice to speak with you.
Nice.
I would love to have you come on my show sometime.
Oh, well, I'm going to New York in a couple of weeks. Is that
okay.
where you are?
No, I'm here in
oh,
Austin.
Oh, that's right. You said you're in Austin. Oh, that's even better. I love Austin. Yeah, I would do
yes.
that sometime. Absolutely. Thank you so much for
Great.
The invitation.
Okay, great. Let's
All right.
be in touch.
All right, I will. Thank you so much. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
What if you could prepare, predict, and prevent when you struggle as an athlete? What if I gave you a clear roadmap as to what your issues could be, whether that's anxiety, lack of confidence, motivation, focus, relationship issues, depression, and even addiction? Well, that's what I do. It's a simple yet unique process to help you understand and improve what we call the intangibles, or the mental side of sports. And once we know, then we go to work improving your mental and life skills so you achieve consistent, high performance. Hey, let's face it, you invest a lot of time and money on the physical side of sports. The mental side is just, if not more, important. I'm Kip Watson, sports psychology professional. Visit my website at braincodecorp.com. That's braincodecorp.com.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time, these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing. You see, we never, ever, ever do nothing. Nice, easy. We always do it. Nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song.
That's my favorite part. Oh my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio. And everybody's like, what is wrong with her? What are they doing? What are they doing? What are they doing? Okay, so my sister, yeah. My daughter, my youngest daughter and I, Antonia, are in the car often, and we play this song, and we always go, we're going to talk about the beginning of this.
We're going to do the beginning of the song.
We do it really fast, and then we laugh. And then she does Tina, and I do Ike. Anyway, silly stuff, silly family stuff. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Avi and Lexi in studio with me, and of course, Autumn Connolly. She is a self-taught vegan cook and a mom of two, a researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes in Fort Worth, and she has written a children's book, but she is also the inventor of Ether Elixir, one of my favorite. Not one of. It is my only probiotic thing that I do now. You can check it out at probioticsyall.com. I love Ether Elixir. You know, my friend Liz commented, she's like, you never get sick. Like, and if you do, like, you just recover so quickly, you know? And I swear, it's because of the probiotics that I drank, for sure. And the microbiome, that's right. And before that, you know, I mean, before I found your product, I did take probiotics. I don't know how well they worked.
Probably. Oh, but you live pretty clean.
But I live pretty clean. I do. And, you know, yeah, I cook. Like my Bernie bars I made this morning.
Right.
We're going to put the recipe back out on Instagram, I think, right? And then it'll be in our newsletter. We did it last fall. But it's just a really simple recipe. It's basically, the foundation of it is a cup of oatmeal and one egg. Of course, pasture-raised and organic oatmeal. You're getting fiber. You're getting protein. You're getting choline. Is that what we...
Yes.
In the eggs for your eyes. I mean, all these nutrients. Actually, you're the one that should be talking. You know better than me. What's in all these things off the top of your head, smarty pants?
You got it.
What's in the egg yolk in a pasture-raised or a fresh...
You know, it's a really good source of fat, too. It's a fat that's very digestible, good for your body. You know, eggs get a bad rap, but honestly, when you consume them in moderation, and they are from pasture-raised hens, there's something to be said. A lot of nutrition packed into a small package.
Yeah, and you don't have to make cooking complicated, and the Bernie bars are actually a great example of that because... So today, last week I made pumpkin ones and just put pumpkin, you know, pumpkin pie spice, some butter, some MCT oil. Same thing today. I put MCT oil and butter. I use blackstrap molasses, like you said, to get that nice iron. And I use xylitol. Mm-hmm. There's no sugar on them or in them except sprinkled on top with the almonds. And I folded in fresh blueberries today.
Ooh.
And
made them. So there's no flour?
It's no flour. No flour, just oats and eggs. And then if you want to make it drier or, you know, wetter, depending upon the usage that you have, like let's say you only have, I don't know, like a half a cup of pumpkin or something like that. You know, you might want to back off on the oatmeal a little bit. And it's so easy, but you start with that foundation. It's a great way to get, I don't know, to learn how to actually cook and bake too, to compromise when you have to.
That's what I like to do too. Yeah. I have recipes that are like, you know, this, you start with them and then you kind of finagle your way through it based on whatever you're adding to it.
Yeah. And it's a fun way to cook too.
It is a fun way. And they're like talking about right now, the possibilities become endless. You don't have to rely on having certain set ingredients on hand all the time.
Yeah. As long as you've got the eggs and the oatmeal and MCT oil or butter. So you got your fat and you got your salt, you know, and your sweetener.
I'm curious how they'd work with flaxseed eggs instead of egg eggs.
I don't know. I'll try.
Yeah.
Where do you get flaxseed eggs?
Well, you just buy ground flaxseed. So 1 tablespoon of flaxseed mixed with 3 tablespoons of water. Let it sit to gel for like 5 minutes and then just you can use
really?
It. That's one egg.
Okay. So I've put flaxseed oil and flaxseed seed, like the golden ones, both ground up and whole in these before when I'm making like a really nutritious one. But yeah, it's so easy to cook well, to feed your body well, and I can't think of a better person to be talking about this
Sure. I like the sound of everything in this.
Well, you know, today our plan was to talk about the power of manifestation. I think this is so important. We're always manifesting. Each thought you have informs your energy, and your energy manifests into your experiences, and your thoughts and your energy create your reality. And so it's so powerful to think that we are responsible in some way for creating our world and our reality. So can you tell our audience what exactly it means to manifest or manifestation?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what you just said. It's the power of creation, the power to define your own reality. The way that I'm talking about it specifically is, of course, we do it on day-to-day stuff, but you can also do it with a specific goal in mind. So if you're wanting to change, if you're wanting a different outcome in your life, or you're wanting something to happen in your life, be it something frivolous, be it something selfish, be it, you know, something magnanimous, you know, something really to alter the course of your life, then you can actually have the power to set your intention and to achieve that goal and not, you know, I don't want to sound like some sort of crazy, but you can achieve that goal with the power of thought, you know.
I agree. And I think that
there's some techniques to it.
Okay. So that's where I was going to go next. Okay. So are there certain, let's go back though for a minute, because you said you can do it daily. So meaning like what? So I get up this morning and I manifest that I'm going to have a fantastic day.
Yeah. You can manifest that as well. I'm more talking about a long-term goal. Say you want a simple one. You want your dream job. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
And
I've got my dream job.
I know.
But if I didn't.
Right. So what you do is you'd set a goal, an intention. You're going to say for the next 30 days, what I'm going to do is I'm going to manifest this new reality. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you think about that reality. You think about, you'd spend a certain amount of time, preferably before bed every night, because it's the subconscious mind that actually works through the difficult problems in your life. The conscious mind is more an immediate tool, like a calculator. But to truly solve big problems in your life or to move direction forward, you're using your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind operates in the background. So, but what you have to do is you have to program it with what you're wanting. That way you inherently take the steps towards that subconscious goal with your conscious thought. So before you go to bed at night is a great time because your subconscious mind is highly active while you're sleeping.
And do you do this?
I do this, yes, okay. with all kinds of things.
Yeah, I know. I love it. That's why we wanted to talk about it.
And I get really excited because, you know, what you do is you generally set a goal for 30 days. And the thing is, most people are completely competent in manifestation. But what people lack is the follow through. They lack the determination to do it, to stick to it for the 30 days.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a shame because, you know, you can really see a huge benefit. And quite honestly, it doesn't always take 30 days. Sometimes if it's something that your heart really wants, or if you've ever read the book The Alchemist, you know, there's a statement in there that says when the universe conspires for your path, you know, everything happens behind you. It all flows to you. So if you're really honing in on something that you are supposed to be doing with your life, oftentimes that manifestation can take place in as little as a week if you're really putting your heart into it.
Wow.
I have an example of a simple one.
Yeah.
Don't mind me sharing. I remember someone told me years ago, I gained like 12 pounds, and they said to insert my target weight into sentences just throughout the day. So, you know, if I'm at the store, just say like, oh, I weigh blah, blah, blah. So I can probably, but just keep saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like I did anything differently as far as working out. But I ended up losing that 12 pounds, and I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like subconsciously, maybe I was doing things and
that's
didn't realize.
It. So you're kind of talking about what I'm about to get to, and that is the biggest power in the manifestation, other than setting the goal and setting your intention, is to let it go. So
I love this. Hold that thought because we're going to go to break. We got to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to continue on. You're listening to Autumn Connolly. This is One Life Radio.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know, when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
Welcome back. I didn't want to be too loud. I love the song.
Yeah.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Autumn Connolly in studio with me. We're going to be talking about manifestation, the power of it, here in just a second. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world.
Take a deep breath.
A big shout out to our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior. Get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. The H-Hub Company. Use the code 20% off your first order. I took my CBD oil this morning and
use
I feel so good.
OLR.
OLR. Yeah, what did I say?
You just didn't say it.
Oh, I didn't say it.
I caught
That's because I'm so relaxed.
Yeah, you're good. Just don't want people to miss that.
I don't either, because I want them to feel like I do. Oh my gosh. Paleo Magazine, visit them at paleomagonline.com to download the digital version or find a store near you and pick up a copy. I got mine at Central Market. The Wellbeing Journal is heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. The Wellbeing Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at wellbeingjournal.com, or I picked up my copy at Natural Grocer, which is where they sell Ether Elixir too. So Yay. You can get both at the same time. And I want to remind everyone that the gluten-free and allergen-friendly expo is coming up. It'll be in Dallas here in just a couple of weeks. The expo is October 27th and 28th at Dallas Market Hall. Go to our website for 30% off your tickets. That's oneliferadio.com. And that's it for today. So other than we're going to be talking about how to manifest things that you want in your life. And Autumn told an amazing story of manifestation. We don't have time for it, I don't think. The shoe story. Maybe we'll tell it next week. We should tell a manifestation story maybe every week, so people really truly understand that they do have control over their lives. They do have power over their minds and the accomplishments that they want to achieve in their life.
And a lot of people, you know, a lot of people, they recognize their powers of manifestation, like Aviana was just talking about, with like a parking space, or, you know, like we all have these little things that we consider ourselves, you know, like they happen to us. You know, it's more than just good luck. It's something that we really believe in or whatever. And the thing is that people don't realize you can do it on much more important matters, but there's a little bit of a strategy that's involved in it.
Well, your spirit and your thoughts have energy.
They do have energy.
And people are attracted to good energy, and they want to run from bad energy. So just the simple act of trying to keep yourself constantly in the present moment, the present state, with a positive outlook on life and people around you, the things around you, will automatically, that law of attraction will attract good people into your life.
That's right. It does. And by letting the universe work as it does. So when you manifest larger things in your life, a lot of times they won't come to fruition necessarily in the way that you think they ought to. The steps won't necessarily be followed. But when you allow yourself to be at peace and to be guided by what is truly happening, and know that the outcome that you're hoping for is the one that's going to become present in the end, then you don't get sucked up in all the back and forth day-to-day
and the worry.
Silliness.
How many times have you had something that you wanted you didn't get, and it was the best thing in the world that happened
That's
to
right.
you? Right?
Exactly.
Happens
exactly.
all the time. I could give you countless examples personally in my life where that's happened to me.
Exactly.
And you just got to follow the path that you were meant to be on.
You do. So that's part of the power of letting go. So if you want to manifest something, like, you know, we're using the example of your dream job. Simply, before you go to bed at night, think about, you know, get yourself to a relaxed state, and then think about getting this job. Think about how you'd feel. Get your emotions involved. Think about, you know, how you'd feel after you get the phone call saying you got the job, or an email saying you got the job. What would you physically do? Would you, you know, scream thank you? Would you draw, you know, would you call your best friend? Would you, like, think about all the steps that you'd go through. Feel, get the emotional process running. Really feel what it's like to have already achieved what it is that you want. And then after you visualize it, like a movie scene playing out in your head. And then once you get to a place where you can feel like it's tangibly happening in that moment, then let it go. And by letting it go, I mean breathe in and breathe out, and then just don't think about it. Start focusing on your breath and start moving on to something else. And don't necessarily take any further mental steps towards it. A lot of times in manifestation, action is needed, but you generally will be guided by intuition to know when the action's needed. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be from a mental process. It should be from an intuitive process. So rather than sit there and worry, well, should I send them a follow-up email, or should I maybe call my friend who has this connection, and blah, 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 that is just mental chatter, and that needs to go by the wayside. Mm-hmm. That's actually detracting from what you want. You need to just be at peace and understand, I have asked the universe for what I want. I have felt how it feels to get it, and it will come, and move on with your life, and just focus on something else internally.
Such great advice.
Yeah, it's really, really powerful. I mean, you have the power, all the power that you need to create the life that you really want. And it's not as difficult as it seems.
Yeah. Why do people make it so difficult, you think?
Oh, because they don't have the peace. Most people prefer the distraction of life to the peace.
To the peace. Yeah, I think you might be right. I could think of a few people that don't want to be peaceful.
Maybe they're unfamiliar with the peace is a nicer way to say it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that, you know what? That's true. Yeah, because peace is so awesome.
Right.
When you get it.
It is.
Oh, my gosh, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. What a fabulous show. I really enjoyed it. Autumn, always a pleasure.
Thank
I look
you.
Forward to seeing you next week. Everyone, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.